AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozdel. The U.S. has begun airstrikes aimed at ousting Islamic State fighters from the Iraqi city of Tikrit. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
An assault on Tikrit by Iraqi troops and Shiite militias stalled, so a senior U.S. official says at the request of Iraq's leaders, U.S. warplanes have begun hitting targets in Saddam Hussein's hometown. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi calls it the start of the attack's final phase, telling his people in a broadcast speech, "You will liberate your ground."
The president of Yemen has fled by sea as Shiite rebels and their allies moved on his last refuge in the south, captured its airport, and put a bounty on his head. The Saudi ambassador to the U.S. says he hopes reason will prevail in Yemen.
We hope that the wisdom will prevail among the Houthis and that they will become part of the political process rather than continue their radical approach to try to take over Yemen and destroy it.
A lot of property has been destroyed in Oklahoma after tornadoes blew through. One person was killed in a mobile home park near suburban Sand Springs. Emergency management spokeswoman Kelly Kane says the damage is most severe around Tulsa County.
Roof damage, a lot of trees and that type of debris in the roadways. Definitely Sand Springs is the area where we're seeing the most damage.
Until Tuesday, when a waterspout formed over an Arkansas lake, the U.S. hadn't had a tornado in more than a month. A newspaper is reporting that the voice recorder indicates that one of the pilots was locked out of the cockpit before a German Wings jetliner plummeted into a remote alpine mountainside. The New York Times is citing an investigator it does not identify, saying that the audio shows that after an ordinary start to the flight, one of the pilots left the cockpit and could not get back in. This is AP Radio News. The military says Sergeant Bo Bergdahl could face life in prison now that he's been charged for his 2009 disappearance in Afghanistan.
The two charges are desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. Colonel Daniel J.W. King says the second one carries the stiffest penalty if convicted.
Possible confinement for life.
But former Army Judge Advocate Greg Rinke does not think the Army wants to punish Bergdahl for abandoning his unit before being held 5 years by the Taliban.
I think what they're looking for is for the defense to put in a discharge in lieu of court-martial. In my opinion, I think the Army would accept it.
And he says it would be hard for the Army to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Bergdahl actually deserted. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Tragedy at a construction site in central Vietnam. At least 14 people were killed and 28 others were injured when a scaffolding collapsed. The subcontractor was working on a seaport breakwater project. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.